the first game in a Jets jersey, obviously would have liked to have won, but how would you assess how it went today?
Well, you know, I thought it went how we expected it would. It was, you know, a bit scrambly in the beginning there. It took us a minute to get our feet under us, but I thought overall we started to come together as a team late in the game, and it started to feel better and better every shift. Obviously came up short there, but I think it's coming, and you can see, you know, how much talent a lot of these guys have, and it's exciting.
What's your biggest takeaway from the game, from your own game?
I mean, you know, there's been a lot of preparing that have went into this, and I think that, you know, you have certain expectations, and I think a lot of mine were met today. I thought, personally, I thought I played pretty well, but from a team standpoint, I think we got some things to build on, and you know, just continue to pay attention to detail, especially early in the game, and we're going to have more success down the line.
You talked at the development camp about getting to play other opposition on other teams rather than your own teammates. Were you able to showcase both the offensive side and that under your skin ability today, do you think?
Yeah, I feel like you know, they're a big physical team, and that's the kind of hockey that they want to play, and sometimes fortunate enough or unfortunate enough, I'm somehow involved in it all the time. And you know, today I took one and I drew one, and so it was an even trade-off. I thought that we had a few chances on the power play that we could have capitalized on, and it would have been a bit better, but overall I thought we were you know, I thought I did a pretty good job of that today.
What was you like playing with the two Knicks? You're on a pretty high skill line.
Yeah, I mean, for a guy like me that's, you know, wants to be a prototypical power forward, kind of play the way my dad did, can't ask for two better line mates. I mean, those guys are have incredible skill, and really allows me to do my job and, you know, get in front and be physical, be hard on the forecheck, and, you know, put the occasional puck in when I need to.
You probably thought your first goal would come with the Sabres, not the Jets. Big trade, lots of movement. Here you are. I wonder what it's been like to have so much change for a young player, but have this organization believe in you that you're a big part of the future.
Yeah, it's been really incredible. I knew, you know, I wasn't sure what was going to happen with Buffalo, and then all of a sudden I'm on Twitter one morning and I find out, and ever since then it's been great. I've been welcomed with open arms. I feel like I'm part of the family here, and they've really taken a lot of interest in my development, and I feel at home, so I'm really happy.
What might your dad say to you before, or what might he say now that you've kind of scored your first professional goal, relatively speaking, if that makes sense?
Well, he's here tonight, so I'll have to ask him myself. I think nothing changes. You know, I still got a lot of work to do. You know, the ultimate goal is to play in the National Hockey League as soon as possible. So, you know, got plenty of months and weeks ahead of me, if not, you know, a year or two. So I'm excited, but I know a lot of work to be done.
Maybe just a comment on the goal, on how it came off the forecheck and how you made the read as the third guy into the zone.
Well, I think I saw Olsen coming up there, and I wanted the puck right away, and he made the smarter play. He put it down low, allowed Lodge to skate onto it, and he made a great play into the middle. And I do, you know, I just did what I try to do, you know, better than anybody else, which is be good around the net, and, you know, kind of deflected, shot it, whatever you want to call it, far side, and tough play for the goalie. So I was happy with it, but I think, you know, it's one goal. We lost 3-1, so.
Thanks, Brendan.